really exploit their 1-3-1. I don't think they were set up very often. I think it was more off of broken plays, whether we got our man rushes not through weaving through their maze of bodies in the neutral zone. We got it through, you know, breaking up a play in the defensive zone, quick attack, going the other way rather than having a system. And I would like to say that I designed something to do that, but it was just the players going out there and checking well, moving their feet, and then being able to counterattack.
It did look like, though, that you worked on the power play, and they're the second best penalty kill, but you guys seemed to, you know, try a few different things that really seemed to work. What did you like about maybe the quick puck movement of your power play? Is that what impressed you the most, or was there something else?
Well, I think they were just calm, composed. I don't think they were in a rush tonight. You know, I think they were able to just pass the puck around rather than skating it. And they looked really organized. The passing, the execution was outstanding. And, you know, the power play was the difference of the game tonight. You know, we win by three, and the three power play goals obviously had a big impact on the game.
Few goals late there, some unlucky bounces, but when the game was in the balance, it seemed like Skinner was pretty calm and pretty composed. Just kind of your thoughts on his night overall and how he looked. A lot of anticipation for him for this moment.
Yeah, you know, you look at the score and you're thinking four goals against, he didn't play very good, and that certainly wasn't the case. Two goals off our defenseman's skates and the broken stick at the end of the game. But probably the biggest save, the timing that he, you know, during the game, or the impact that he had, was, I believe it was 2-0, second period, there was a breakaway, he stops that, minute, maybe 2 minutes later, we score to make it 3-0, so that's quite a swing of events right there.
Kane yesterday was skating on probably more of a fourth line, he ends up on the third line tonight. Maybe just a thought on his night and why you did that, but maybe bigger picture, how you like the look of rolling those four lines together tonight?
Well, things went really well tonight, and we probably keep them just anytime you win and play as well as you do. Usually don't switch things up. Then the other thing was, you know, Evander hadn't skated for 7 days. And him coming back, it was just let's wait and see. Let's see how he looks. And yesterday in practice, he looked really well. And then we obviously feel that we want to give him more minutes, more responsibilities, and being on that fourth line. And as for his game tonight, I thought he was really good. There was a few situations where he made something out of nothing. There was a couple shots off the rush where didn't really think it was a scoring chance, and because of his ability, he made it look dangerous.
So if a game like this, two teams of opposing styles, it becomes a battle for who gets to play the most minutes the way they want the game played. Tonight, you guys won that battle quite handily. There wasn't a lot of minutes played the way the Kings wanted the game played. How come? What happened to allow you to get that advantage?
I think usually it comes down to how well you manage the puck. And yes, turnovers are part of it. But I think more importantly is manage the puck is just being able to exit out of your zone with control rather than having to chip the puck. And yes, it didn't hurt you. You didn't create a turnover or a scoring chance against or anything like that. But it constantly, if you're just being safe, throwing the puck in the neutral zone, you end up having to defend all night. And I thought we did a really good job, defensemen, forwards, on making the right plays.